For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Once a week, we scour the Latin rock and alternative music universe for amazing new music to share with you.
Today's show is no exception. We have some really mind-blowing new songs from Argentina, San Francisco, and Koreans sampling mariachi.
What can I say? We're all over the place.
I mean, literally.
But right now, this is the place to be. Alt Latino.
Es pistola, palabra es la bala, frase es cartuche, pa' tirar el metiche, sonido que te mata, sí mismo pedir plata, filado es mi arte crudo, como ceviche, vine a inaugurar las hostilidades, parar la falsa paz y meterles en sus madres, algo ofensivo, claro y marcado, el himno 2012, pa'l guerrillero urbano, no vine pa' pedir, solo para imponer, no puedes comprar. Combatir la cosa que no puede ser. Mi lucha es justa, larga, legítima y su duración es indeterminada.
Ooh.
Okay, Jazz is doing this, the chair groove over there.
I've been listening to this song all day, every day. This is Alto de la Paz. It's an Argentine DJ called Lagartijeando. So let me tell you a little bit about him. He is with ZZK Records, an Argentine label that we are huge fans of. They're like a tastemaker. There's not one artist on their roster who I'm not completely crazy about.
I noticed.
And this is a new release that's coming up in a couple of months. And it's kind of like dancing music, but it's also fighting music. You know, it's talking about, I came to burn the white flag, the flag of surrender.
Uh-huh.
It's talking about Latin American freedom movements and independence. And
it's a very strident song. It's got a message. And that rhythm, what is that? That's like a molasses-styled
cumbia. You know, ZZK does have a lot of artists that are doing like this new cumbia style. You know, when I was little, cumbia was one of those genres that was kind of shoved down my throat. You know, it was like on the bus, it was on the train, it was at, then, you know, and I just thought it was a little bit crass, and you're a teenager, you think you're sophisticated. And now it kind of has turned into like a comfort food almost. Like I hear this and I'm back on the slow moving bus on a slow moving Saturday afternoon going to my uncle's house, hearing that very unique, slow, sexy, but very menacing cumbia style from Southern South America. Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Jazz, I really, really like this song. And I have to tell everybody, this is a premiere. People are hearing this for the very first time right here on Alt Latino.
Felix, at the beginning of the show, we mentioned that we play great new music every week, but this week you brought something old school. I mean, really old school.
Okay, this is Boogaloo, and it's making a comeback in the clubs these days, I hear from reliable sources. You know, it's all about retro, and it's a nice thing to be nostalgic about. Boogaloo was a slice of musical trivia that was a mix of Afro-Caribbean music and U.S. soul music, and it was popular in the 1960s. coming mostly out of New York City. Now, when a musician like Mongo Santamaría played it, to me it closed the circle on the African diaspora by way of his African grandfather, who was a former slave, and the U.S. blacks that made Santamaría a pop star in the 1960s. This cut is definitive boogaloo by a Puerto Rican who changed his name to Cuba, Joe Cuba.
You have to educate me because I don't really know about this genre at all. But I hear kind of like, who sings Bad Girl? Is that Donna Summer?
Yes.
Bad Girl starts with beep, beep.
This part right here. Beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they got it from. There's a part in the song where they break it down. The chorus is cornbreads, chitlins, and hog malls. There's all this soul food, and that was a reflection, again, of how the cultures mix, not just musically, but and what they ate in the time.
You know, you and I were having this interesting conversation about that juncture of African-American and Latino music that kind of, like you said, it didn't really ever happen again. It happened with that movement, with, you know, Boogaloo and maybe a little Fania, but...
I think this is the purest expression of those two cultures colliding and mixing. You know, I really do, because there's a backbeat, dun 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 dun, pop boom boom pop boom boom pop boom, like the two and the four of soul music. But then there's the piano part, the congas, the timbales, the cowbells, all the stuff of a nice, deep, you know, Afro-Cuban groove. Just awesome. I love this tune.
As a Mexican-American, how did your parents feel about you listening to so much Caribbean stuff?
My parents' generation wasn't really exposed to the really hardcore Afro-Caribbean culture. There's a little bit of it. Interestingly enough, cumbia was really popular in Mexico in the 50s and the 60s. So that filtered down to the Southwest where we were living. So cumbia was about as tropical as you got. So whenever I was bringing home all the Tito Puente albums and Celia Cruz and Fania, they were tripping out on it and listening to it and saying, hey, what is this stuff? And it sounds, they could hear mambo, they could hear cha-cha-cha
but
from other parts.
But they didn't like want you to listen to more like Mexican
stuff.
Oh,
no, we listened to everything. Okay. Yeah, my dad, my mom and dad were encouraged. Yeah, we listened to everything.
Awesome.
You know, a while back, jazz musician David Sanborn did a remix of Bang Bang, and instead of the soul food chorus, they're singing the praises of health food, tofu, brown rice, and something else. I forget what it is.
Let's move on with another more mellow artist who is also on ZZK Records, and he is the Argentine DJ Chancha Villacircuito. He's also sampling in the next song a very old school folk singer, and this is the song Guime Neuquén.
Está volviendo en tu desbocado otro pehuenche, en tu desbocado otro pehuenche.
Man, everything he does, I really dig a lot.
This is Argentine DJ Pedro Canale, a.k.a. Chancha Villacircuito. He adopted that name because he used to endure these long commutes on his way to the DJing gigs in Buenos Aires on a train which is nicknamed La Chancha, the pig. You can tell he spent a lot of time on La Chancha, on that train, because to me, all of his songs kind of sound like the pace of a train, the rusty old wheels turning slow on those trains. And he explores all these South American cumbia, African rhythms. And this is folk singer José Larralde, you know, and he has that booming, echoing voice. And one of the things I love about Chancha is he samples a lot of these traditional and sometimes indigenous songs that are as eerie as the beats he's using. And in Guime Neuquén, this is a Pehuenche story of indigenous of South Central Argentina and Chile. And like one of the phrases in this says, son of the sand grounds, bathed in the blood of the brave Sehuanquei, a scream is returning on a runaway Pehuenche yearling.
very poetic.
Yeah. Oh, this whole song, all the lyrics are just goosebump inducing. Spanish with a lot of indigenous words. I mean, some of them I don't really know, but like Pehuenche is an indigenous, I think it's a subtribe of Mapuche, the south central Argentina and Chile.
You know, there's a guy from Mexico who passed away a couple years ago, Jorge Reyes, who did something similar. He was a rocker in the 70s in Mexico, and then he got into electronic ambient music from the 80s and 90s. And he mixed in pre-Columbian Aztec flutes, drums, Huichol people reciting their dreams. This guy reminds me a lot of him. I really like Jorge Reyes, and I like this guy just as much.
There's something about that drumming that is so vast, kind of like the vast southlands of Argentina. When I was little, my dad used to listen to a lot of folk, and I thought, kind of, you know, you roll your eyes at whatever your parents are listening to, and now I can't get enough of it.
It's because we get older and we appreciate it.
If you want to hear more Chancha Vía Circuito, you can listen to this album in its entirety as part of our First Listen series. You can find that at npr.org/music.
Let's change moods and weather from the cold climes of southern Argentina to the tropics of Cali, Colombia.
Reminds me that I need to plan out my vacation.
There's all kinds of cool stuff going on in this song.
This is Un Canto a Mi Tierra, or a song for my land. And it's by Quantic and his Combo Bárbaro. And it is a remix by Cut Chemist. Now, who is Quantic y su Combo Bárbaro? Quantic is Will Holland, and he lives in Colombia. We've met a lot of expatriate musicians who just go to Colombia and adopt the musical style
and just hang out.
And they are just him and a group of Colombian musicians, including conga player Freddy Colorado and piano player Alfredo Linares. And they just play all types of Colombian music, Pacific Colombian music in this case. And this is Pacific Coast singer Nidia Gongora Bonilla from Timbiquí, a town we recently visited. Such like a little piece of summer, you know. I was just listening to it, and she's talking about being on the beach and enjoying the weather. And you know, I'm sitting in my cubicle watching it. You know, it's raining for like the fourth day in a row, and I haven't seen the sun in 2 months.
They did an excellent job of marrying all these different elements. There's an Afro-Cuban style. I hear some rhythms that we heard when we were in Colombia from the Pacific Coast. And the percussion, there's all these like shakers and rattles. If you listen, if we stop talking long enough, you can hear, like, listen to all the shakers and rattles. Listen, especially this part. It sounds very loose, but together at the same time. I like it.
This is Alt Latino, and we're listening to brand new music from all over the Spanish-speaking world.
In Korea?
Yes.
Okay, Jasmine, you sent me this link, and since you sent it to me, I sent it out to a bunch of friends. They all dig it. Where did you find it? Who are these guys? What's the story?
This was sent to me by a listener, Alexa Orduz. I mean, we get a lot of emails every day, but if there's one that is titled, check out this Korean-Mexican rap group, I'm probably going to open it.
No kidding.
So this is the group Clover, and it's rappers, okay, bear with my pronunciation, LG1, Gilme and Typhoon. I thought it was really funny because when you saw the music video, which we'll post on our website, you thought that I think your exact words were like, oh, those look like some of my homies.
They did look like some of my homies, some vato locals from California, from Southern California. It's an interesting mix of Southern California cholo culture and the mariachi thing they have going with the hip-hop R&B thing. And when you see the video, they look like stone-cold, straight-ahead vato locos from California. It's an awesome, awesome mix of cultures and ideas and images.
I really like how she raps. I think her name is Gilme. She sounds almost like a Nicki Minaj-type machine gun delivery.
Right.
Check it out. Come on,
Okay, Jazz, do you have any idea what they're saying?
You know, I speak Spanish. I can handle myself in Portuguese. I know English. I don't speak Korean. I hope they're not saying something horrible. If any of our listeners know what the lyrics are saying, you know, please email us at altlatino@npr.org or comment on the blog.
You know, there are a lot of mashups in Latin alternative, you know, taking genres that are already established and putting them together and mixing them up. And the next artist I picked up is definitely doing that. He's a guy named Tommy Guerrero, and he's from San Francisco.
Oh, this is so you.
If you're waiting for something to happen,
you would pick this.
Yeah, you know, in a very interesting way, it's like a meditation on the musical influences of San Francisco. I'm from Northern California. I spent a lot of time in San Francisco. You live there. There's just tons of music oozing out of every corner, every storefront. And this guy, Tommy Guerrero, you know, he's a professional skateboarder who makes music on the side. And this is his first album. It's called Lifeboats and Follies. And it's all instrumental. And they all kind of slowly unravel and to reveal all these different sonic landscapes. Again, my whole sonic landscape thing. If you listen to this, there's great percussion. There's an interesting guitar that you can sort of hear. And it doesn't do much beyond this, which to me works.
Does he play all these instruments?
He plays most of them. He's got extra percussionists. He's got a guitarist on here. But it's mostly him in his home studio putting all this stuff together, what he hears in his mind.
Skateboarders, Korean rappers, and an Argentine folk legend remix. Felix, what do we have next?
Very, very cool DJ music. I want to be a DJ and do remixes when I grow up. This is a DJ who calls himself Guti. He's from Argentina. And this song is called Lucero el Anarquista. And what he's doing is he's mixing it. It sounds very simple on the surface. It sounds like any other dance club track. If we take it apart, you can hear what I find fascinating about the music. He starts with almost like a mumble from this Argentine folk singer that sort of sets a rhythm. And then he builds on top of that with a drum part from an African djembe. And then he introduces the drum and the hi-hat, the thing you get used to hear from the club music. Then you still have all this interesting vocals underneath. And when you break it down in the middle of the song, you can hear the elements very clear.
I
The reason why I say I want to be a DJ making remixes is because they bring all these elements that you wouldn't think make any sense together, and it just makes these really nice, deep groove and interesting sounds. Okay, that's been our show for this week. And as always, we want to continue the conversation on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, NPR's Alt Latino.
And our thanks again to our great producers, Mike Katzef and Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino. Cantina, 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 cantina.